the ratings agencies strike again.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From APM, American Public Media in Los Angeles, good morning. I'm Jeremy Hobson with The Morning Open, a look at business and the economy as Wall Street starts the day. Coming up, is the lack of snow across the country an indication that we're in a national drought? But first, let's do the numbers. U.S. markets are closed today for the holiday, but European markets are open. London up just slightly right now. Paris also higher. And in Frankfurt, stocks are up about 0.3%. Stocks closed lower across Asia. And one of the things driving the markets today is the surprise announcement by Standard & Poor's last Friday to downgrade the credit ratings of 9 European nations. That includes France and Austria, which both lost their prized AAA ratings. Rob Carnell is Chief International Economist with ING. He joins us live now from London. Hi, Rob.
Hi.
Well, it does seem like these ratings agencies have still got an enormous sway in the debt crisis in Europe. How important are these downgrades?
I think they're much less important than they once were. I think there have been periods during this debt crisis in the Eurozone where the ratings agencies have come in and downgraded countries and really had an enormous impact, just at the point where they were reeling. They've come in and given them another kick. But I think this latest batch of downgrades, they were quite well flagged. I mean, we didn't know exactly when the timing was going to be, but we had a very good idea they were coming for countries like France. And I think it hasn't caused quite as big an upset as would have happened. You mentioned that the stock market movements today, they're broadly flat to up slightly. And looking at the bond market as well, the movements actually yields, typically these would rise substantially on a downgrade. If anything, yields today on government benchmark bonds are down slightly. So maybe the impact isn't as big as it used to be.
Meaning that borrowing costs for these countries are going down, not up. Quickly,
exactly.
Rob, have the ratings agencies lost any of their credibility, given all that's happened with their ratings on mortgage-backed securities in the crisis and even these countries now?
Yeah, I think they have done. And I mean, there are calls by European politicians to replace the sort of private US ratings companies with a European version. I'm not sure that would be any more credible. And the reasons that companies like S&P have set out for these downgrades, they're very open. They're quite formulaic, matrix-driven. They're pretty obvious, quite hard to argue with, actually.
Rob Carnell, Chief International Economist with ING. Thanks so much. Well, today would ordinarily be one of the busiest days of the year at the nation's ski resort since it's the tail end of a holiday weekend. But the lack of snow across the West this year has made skiing impossible in many places. Some are wondering if we're officially in a drought. Marketplace's Adrian Hill has that.
Turns out drought is just like the markets. It's all about supply, that's the rain, but also demand. Mark Sivboda is a climatologist at the National Drought Mitigation Center.
Drought is something different to just about everyone you talk to. There's no universal definition for drought.
And generally says drought starts with too little precipitation over a certain amount of time.
When that impacts you, that's when you're in a drought.
Those impacts have to do with precipitation, sure, but also other people. David Miskus is a meteorologist with the Climate Prediction Center for the federal government.
Sometimes you can get normal rainfall, but if the demand is much higher than normal, you remove the reservoir much quicker than you think, and then they consider that kind of like a man-made drought.
Like the markets, drought is about scarcity and expectations. It's all about the numbers and what they mean to us. I'm Adrian Hill for Marketplace.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Constant Contact, combining email marketing and social media for more customers and more time back on the clock. Learn more at ConstantContact.com. And by Progressive Insurance, with Snapshot, which monitors mileage and safe driving habits to determine a personalized rate. Learn more at Progressive.com.
Tomorrow, we'll find out how fast the Chinese economy is growing. A little bit of a slowdown is expected, but we're still talking about an annual rate of 8.5% or so. Now, as China's economy has boomed, Chinese people have been buying a lot more stuff, from houses to iPhones to cars. And cars in developing countries like China and India are the subject of our quiz now with Quizmaster Stefan Richter, editor-in-chief of TheGlobalist.com. Good morning, Stefan.
Good morning, Jeremy. Ready for today's quiz?
I am ready.
All right. As you said, thousands of new drivers in China and India are all getting behind the wheel every day with their new car. If the entire world had the same rate of car ownership as we have in the United States, how many cars would be on the world's roads?
Hmm.
Would it be 1.7 billion cars, 4 billion cars, 5.5 billion cars, or just a tad under 7 billion cars?
All right, I'm going to go with B, 4 billion cars. I don't really think that we could more than quadruple the number of cars if everyone was driving like we do in the U.S.
That would be true and is true if only we'd be like West Europeans. Mm. The West Europeans have roughly 580 cars per 1,000 people. But of course, we Americans outdo them, so you have to up your guess a little bit, I would think.
All right, then I'll go with answer C, 5.5 billion cars, although that seems like a huge number considering what, there are only 7 billion people in the world right now.
Exactly. And that, of course, is what mathematically would be forecast if we all did like Americans.
Wow.
That's an impossibility. Even as we stand after the Durban summit with all the pollution that we still have to get rid of. But remember this, the only good news is that the IEA, the Paris-based International Energy Agency, assumes we'll have 1.7 billion cars on the road by 2035. Other industry forecasts are more 4 billion, but of course you wouldn't expect any other forecasts from the Fords and other companies of this world.
How many cars do you have, Stefan?
We have one. We're a very enlightened family.
Uh-huh.
I mostly use the subway and the bike, and we just use the car for things where we really can't schlep it on our backs or walk it.
Stefan Richter, clearly a good environmentalist and editor-in-chief of theglobalist.com. Thanks as always.
Thank you.
And finally, to a new mobile phone app for dating aliens. The intergalactic dating app will send radio frequencies from your phone into outer space so you can communicate with other life forms and maybe find a mate. The first version, which is still in development, isn't quite universal, though. It'll only work for aliens up to 1 light year or 6 trillion miles away from Earth. In Los Angeles, I'm Jeremy Hobson. This is the Marketplace Morning Report. This is APM, American Public Media.
Somali refugees have been flooding south into Kenya, but the Kenyans have their own worries.
I met with the women's group, women who'd lost 7 of their 8 children. I listened. They said that they wanted help. There are too many women dying. We want it to stop.
I'm Kai Rizdal, the State of Aid in East Africa. That's next time on Marketplace from APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.